This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, said that Friday's stabbing, which resulted in two deaths before the attacker was killed by police, could have been far, far worse. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, Khan praised first responders during his Saturday visit to the control center of the London Ambulance Service.
Mayor of London Sadiq Khan praised emergency workers in the aftermath of Friday's stabbing attack at London Bridge, saying the incident could have been far, far worse had it not been for their swift operation while visiting the city's ambulance service on Saturday.
And when the operation was called, it became a major incident. You had teams there very quickly, a control room set up, because it could have been far, far worse. And it gives me confidence that we're doing all that we can to keep our city safe.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said sentencing rules need to be toughened up in light of the incident, after it was revealed that attacker Usman Khan had previously been convicted of terrorism offences but freed early from jail.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Dutch police on Saturday said they had arrested a 35-year-old man suspected of stabbing three teenagers on a street in the center of The Hague late Friday. Police said the suspect, described as having no fixed address, was brought to a police station for questioning. The three people injured, two 15-year-old girls and a 13-year-old boy, were all discharged from the hospital late Friday. The search and rescue operation for earthquake survivors in Albania has ended, the country's prime minister said Saturday. In all, 51 people were killed, including seven children. 900 were injured. Thousands are without shelter. The area was struck by a 6.4 magnitude quake on Tuesday, followed by aftershocks. This is VOA News. Officials in southern Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Saturday killed a senior military commander and wounded at least three other people, including a local journalist. The provincial police spokesperson told VOA that General Zahir Gul Mukbil, the commander of an army border unit, was headed to the volatile Marja district along with a group of journalists to visit an ongoing counterinsurgency operation when the convoy struck a roadside bomb. The Taliban took responsibility for the bombing in Helmand province, where most of the districts are either controlled or influenced by the insurgent group. Separately, an apparent drone attack in the southeast part of the country is said to have killed at least six civilians, including a newborn baby. Three protesters were killed and 26 others wounded in Iraq in continued unrest after Prime Minister Adil Abdul Mahdi announced that he intends to resign. Officials said at least 11 protesters were wounded near Baghdad's Ahrar Bridge when security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Security and hospital officials said a further three protesters were killed and 15 wounded early Saturday in Najaf. Anti-government protests have gripped Iraq since October 1st. Hundreds of mature activists joined younger protesters for a unity rally at a Hong Kong park on Saturday, vowing their months-long movement will not fade away until there is greater democracy in the Chinese territory. The rally was among several peaceful gatherings by protesters this week to keep up pressure on the government amid a lull in violence following a local election victory by the pro-democracy bloc and U.S. support for their cause. The United Auto Workers Union says that it has reached a tentative deal with Fiat Chrysler. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
A person briefed on the matter says the agreement includes a ratification bonus of $9,000, along with a promise not to close any assembly factories for the next 4 years, and a commitment to keep making vehicles at a plant in Belvidere, Illinois. Top union leaders still have to approve the deal, as do factory-level officials who are likely to gather next week to vote on it. Then it must be ratified by Fiat Chrysler Automobile's 47,000 union workers. Fiat Chrysler is the last company to settle on a contract with the union. GM settled at the end of October and Ford in mid-November. I'm Ben Thomas.
And according to Adobe Analytics, shopping on Black Friday in the United States reached a record level of more than $7 billion. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.